B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to the Other Identity Podcast. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Thanks for sticking with us, everyone, and thank you for downloading The Other Identity. If you haven't already, suggest to a friend that they check us out. Send a link right to them and then quiz them on whether or not they listen to at least the first 5 minutes of it.
And then let that decide whether your friendship continues.
That's right. Of course, we do have a guest here with us today. We have Jay, a.k.a. Budman, joining us, who has been listening to our podcast for a while now. I love to hear that, and we're so thankful
that
you're able to give us some of your time today.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, guys. It's cool.
All right, so some of these headlines here are pretty interesting. Some of them are pretty facepalm worthy as well. But we're going to start with what I'm most excited for, but we'll probably never see come to fruition. Marvel now has the rights for Alien vs. Predator.
Whoa.
This is pretty exciting news. I mean, obviously, Marvel has been collecting licenses over the past couple years, big things that have been done in the past by other companies. It started with Star Wars, it continued on with Conan, and now they've got Alien and Predator. Also, when I just a little side bit of news, Robbie and Jay, when I looked at the story where they revealed the teaser art for the announcement, it was done by David Finch, who is noteworthy as he's been doing Batman for the past few years, but before that he was a huge artist at Marvel doing Ultimatum, New Avengers, Ultimate X-Men. So that was kind of a quiet little homecoming of sorts. Like, he went over to DC, and I think this might signal maybe he's headed back to Marvel. But as far as Alien Predator, I love this because I love seeing Marvel put top-tier talent on books like Star Wars and Conan, and I'm excited for them to do the same with Alien Predator. And by the way, they can say all they want that these characters are not going to interact with the Marvel Universe, and I get that.
Oh, screw that. I want a crossover.
I get that Star Wars is its own thing, but look at what happened.
Sure, I get
that. The minute they got Conan, he's on an Avengers team. This is not going to stay separated for that long. I have full confidence we will see Avengers, Aliens, Predator at some point, and I am all for it.
All right, so really quick, if you could pitch an Alien vs. Predator Marvel story, what would it be? For me, I want to see Alien and Carnage versus Predator and Venom.
If I'm going to pitch a quick one, it's going to be Punisher. Punisher gets trapped on the alien planet, and basically it's a three-way showdown between Frank Castle and the Punisher. Well, aliens are also trying to wipe him out.
All right, Jay.
Why not throw in some vampires? Have a Blade pop
in. Why not?
That'd be kind of cool, right?
Blade makes everything better.
Love it. All right. DC has also said, or at least there have been some rumors, that a Zatanna film is in the works. Is this something that you guys are excited about, or more like cautiously, I don't know, DC, you ruin almost everything you touch?
I need to know more. It's too soon to judge. If we're going just by characters, Zatanna's a great character, but like you said, DC does not have a spotless track record when it comes to adapting their characters. This could be, if we get more of a Wonder Woman, then that would be awesome. If we get more of a, Suicide Squad, I am not here for it. So I'm gonna take a cautious wait and see. Tell me who's playing Zatanna. Tell me who's directing. Tell me who's writing. Then I will pass judgment.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They can't even seem to get their core heroes to work on film. So I'm not too optimistic about a Zatanna movie. But
I will say this, though, Jay, that I think they actually do better with the more off...
With lesser known.
Yeah, with the more offbeat characters. I mean, look at, like, Aquaman, obviously, is a cultural icon in some ways, but doesn't have the track record, or Shazam doesn't have the track record of a Superman or Batman. It feels like when they're removed from that crushing pressure of this is one of the most well-known superheroes in the world, it almost helps out. But again, then I point to Suicide Squad to show that that isn't always the case.
I had somebody somewhere on Twitter, I forget who it is, so whoever you are out there, I'm sorry, I would attribute this to you, but I don't remember your name, pointing out that they would love to see a movie that involved both Keanu Reeves and Matt Ryan as Constantine, and bringing both of them in as, like, you know, maybe Zatanna Smell cracks the multiverse and she has to deal with two Constantines vying for her attention. Yeah, I'd go for that movie right there.
Yeah, I'm down for anything multiverse. That's great.
Well, speaking of which, something else we've heard rumors of is that DC wants to reboot the Justice League movie franchise with a rebirth film.
So when we first talked about this, I was very against it because I was like, just get your freaking house in order, DC. But the more I've thought about it, the types of stories I like from DC, whether it's the any big crisis story or even the crisis version they did in the Arrowverse, I like when they mess around and kind of wink to their continuity. So I've decided if this can be done right, again, just like with Zatanna, if the right talent is involved and they want to bring over some elements of what has worked, Jason Momoa, Gal Gadot, even Henry Cavill, if they want to keep those but do some sort of rebirth film that plays with the idea of DC continuity is very fluid, I'm okay with it. I'm not going to write it off entirely. If it's Zack Snyder doing another movie, then no, I don't want it. But if they get the right people involved, I don't think that we should like automatically say this is a terrible idea.
Well, see, I think the issue is if the plan was, look, we realize that up till now, you know, we've kind of been a little bit too loose with it. You know, it hasn't been what fans, you know, expected out of us. So we're going to try and start over. We're going to do a soft reset. You know, you can use the Flashpoint movie to sort of launch into whatever that rebirth universe looks like. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they can't even do that because we've also been told that the new Robert Pattinson Batman movie is going to officially be in its own separate universe. The Dark Universe, mm-hmm. It's called.
It just seems like a total lack of leadership and vision. If you had a visionary type person, a Kevin Feige type, saying like, "Hey, we're going to do this soft reboot, we're going to do rebirth, and this is the plan," then I'd feel more confident. But when you have one corner saying rebirth, one corner saying Snyder Cut, one corner saying Dark Universe,
we'll get to the Snyder Cut.
Oh my god! Yeah, there's no cohesion, and if there's no cohesion, then I.
But what better way to tie in everything than to just write it off as it's a multiverse? Yeah. You know, when they did Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW and they had the movie Flash meet the TV Flash, I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Here's the thing, Jay. If I thought they had a plan that's what it's eventually going to be, like, hey, we're going to put Batman over in this universe, but the reason is because we're building to a Crisis level story, much in the same way I have a lot of faith in the guys who do Arrow and The Flash and the CW shows, and they seem to know what they were doing. I think this is just a case of people being like, well, this works and this works and this works, and we're not going to worry about how they're going to come together in the end.
To Jay's point, though, if you looked at the way that they handled the majority of their animated universe, too, obviously there was some continuity and some a universe there as well. But for the most part, I think when people go to watch the animated movies, they kind of accept the fact that this is just in its own sort of little bubble. There's nothing that comes before. There's nothing that comes after. They just treat it as a one adventure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that helps a lot of people, get into the animated universe.
I think with DC, the plan is to not have a plan.
Absolutely.
Just throw a bunch of things at the wall and see what sticks, you know?
Yep. Speaking of throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks, despite the movie not even being out yet, HBO has ordered a Batman spinoff from the Robert Pattinson one, Gotham PD. Which we just got done with
Gotham.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had that.
If they use the Greg Rucka, Ed Brubaker Gotham Central series, which came out in the early 2000s and was honestly one of the just best comics of the era because it was so different and it was a police procedural. If they use that as a base, and I've read no reports that is the plan. This is me telling DC, here's what you should do. Use that comic as a base because Gotham was its own whole separate thing. But if you use Gotham Central and just retitle it Gotham PD, I'm there for it. It's a good diagram of how to do this series. I think there's a place for a HBO series about the police operating in Gotham. I just want them to use some good source material.
And some good news, there is a rumor that Marvel wants to reboot The Punisher, but still use John Bernthal.
No, I would be down for that.
I think that we've talked about this before, Robbie, when we've talked about the idea that if they use Daredevil in the cinematic universe, we want it to be Charlie Cox. There's no reason I know that there's some, and we'll never fully know the story between like what happened with the Netflix shows and why everything blew up. But as far as there are elements of that Netflix universe, whether it's Charlie Cox, John Bernthal, Vincent D'Onofrio, Kristen Ritter, there's no reason not to bring that over. It's already set in the cinematic universe. So by all means,
the only worry that I have is because they talk about the idea of rebooting it and not wanting to use the Netflix stuff as canon.
Right.
They're obviously not going to tell the same story. And so my fear is that they might try to go in a different direction and not capture that same level of humanity that they were actually able to, for once, capture in The Punisher.
I mean, they've tried Punisher so many times, and it's gone wrong so many times that you would think that, given that the Bernthal show was pretty beloved, you would try to keep as much of that as possible, but who knows?
Keanu Reeves is launching his own comic book series through Boom Studios, which is where our friend Arun works. This is Boom Studios is proud to announce Berserker, a 12-issue limited series from the iconic Keanu Reeves. The story is, it's a brutally violent new series about one immortal warrior's fight throughout the ages, and that will debut sometime October 2020. Is there anything that Keanu Reeves isn't doing this year?
Yeah, I like anything with Keanu Reeves, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm already in, for sure.
If Keanu Reeves can pull off a Bill and Ted sequel in 2020, then I'm not going to doubt him on any front. If he wants to make a comic, then hey, man, come on in. The water's great.
All right, so the final headline that we have here is that the Snyder Cut is not going to be considered canon to the DC Universe.
Does it not just feel like Zack Snyder is...
Why do it?
Number one, why do it? We're there. But is Zack Snyder not just stacking the deck so when this inevitably does fail, he has every excuse in the book to be able to say, like, well, they still didn't do it my way. You know, they didn't consider
it. I don't know. Because he also said that he would rather blow the whole fucking thing up than use even a single frame shot by Joss Whedon. So if the Snyder Cut ends up not going over as well as people think that it should or that it will,
it's all him.
I don't think he's going to have any.
He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
I really hope he doesn't use any of Whedon's footage now.
Me
because
too.
When it ends up, because I'm actually curious to see the parts of the script that I actually thought, oh man, that could have worked. Like the idea behind that was actually brilliant. If those aren't in this movie now, oh, I'm gonna have a field day with it.
Yeah.
I might be the lone wolf in the room on this one, but I'm pretty excited about the Snyder Cut.
I do. Listen,
I know you guys were upset when he announced Dick Grayson was the Robin that died, but. The Justice League that we got was an abomination, in my opinion. there are guys in their home PCs that could do a better job at taking away Henry Cavill's mustache than they did in that movie. I was like,
I'd like to see them get a crack before Zack Snyder takes another shot at it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I will agree with you guys. I think he missed the boat on the whole Dick Grayson is the Robin that died. They should have made that Jason Todd and explained away that terrible Joker we got in Suicide Squad as that's Jason Todd and not the actual Joker.
Ooh, that's a cool idea.
So look, if somehow the Snyder Cut comes out and it's amazing, like I'm not going to be hurt because then we just have more great content, right? But I am definitely erring on the side of being cautiously optimistic here. But that's it for all of the headlines that we have. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Comic-Con, the whole stay-at-home, online-only Comic-Con that we got this year, and how it compares to Comic-Cons of the past. It's coming up next.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.